Hey, this is Phil. Today on the podcast, we are having a conversation around men's ministry and the event that's happening on April the 1st. We also have a couple of special guests, so we hope you'll listen and enjoy the conversation.
Hi, and welcome to the Flipside Podcast, where we explore the underbelly of Crestview Bible. My name is Andrew, and I'm here with Phil, as always, and we welcome in two special guests. Phil, I'll toss it over to you.
Yes, welcome. We are anticipating an amazing men's event coming on April the 1st. There is no fooling about this. We're actually doing a men's event on April the 1st in the morning, 8 a.m. to some odd time at Adam Swisher's garage, shed, barn, whatever you want to call it. Food will be had, coffee will be had, and in the room we have Justin Lolliker and Josh Firthmeyer, a couple guys who are plugged into men's ministry, and they serve in our body. They both teach students, and let's see, Justin's a deacon, and then Josh is a current pastoral intern. So is that all the way to describe it? Yeah, good. I'm looking at Luke, who's in the room as well.
Too much credit to us.
Yeah, so...
Too much.
So welcome, guys. Like, what's happening with men's ministry? How do you, we'll just jump right into it. I don't know what banter we need to get into, but why this time? What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, well, sure. You know, we're really at the beginning of it being an infant stage. As far as for me, anyway, I'm kind of new to the men's ministry, and Justin's been involved for a little over a year, maybe?
Yeah, like a couple of years, yeah, I would say.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just hoping to provide direction and just establish, you know, purpose, a broad purpose and a niche to really come alongside our men and let them know that we're here to serve them and love on them.
Right.
Help them grow.
Yeah, that's good. In recent years... and really, I think probably after COVID, when we stopped a lot of formal events, we've been thinking about things. Historically, for me, when I think men's ministry, I think about the Men and Boys Chili Supper we did for years. You know, we've done some football nights, which the purpose behind those was really to... Justin, you hosted those. What was your thought behind all those?
Was that the playing of football or the watching?
It'd be the watching of football.
Yes, the watching.
Yes, the watching of football. Well, the purpose of those was just to kind of get men around a football game and invite friends, and you know, even if they were non-believers, I know we were successful about getting some of those guys there, and just even my neighbors that were different denominations, but just kind of plugging us all into each other and just showing that, like, even though we attend a church, like, we're still very normal people. Like, we like to have, like, to watch football. We like to have a beer. We like to eat wings in you know, in no specific order there. But it's proven well. I mean, we'd get a lot of guys at those events. I mean, I think the biggest one, we ended up getting probably like 35 guys at it or 40 guys. And we just packed them all out in the backyard or the front lawn and had a nice big, you know, projector and shown the game on it. And, you know, stick around and watch Monday Night Football game. It was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, and so we've also had events that have just been to, like, bring guys together. So Lonnie Seacrest has hosted some stuff at his house where they did axe throwing, horseshoe tossing, washer pitching. I don't know what else they got into.
They have a driving range out there,
yeah,
too. We'd shoot BB guns and do slingshots,
yeah, right,
and eat smoked meats. It was delicious.
Right. So, I mean, it's all good. I mean, it's been we're kind of stepping forward on all those things that have brought us together. And of course, saying all that, there are all kinds of informal things that happen in men's ministry. Like, I know there's men's Bible studies happening that guys are plugged into. There's informal breakfast groups that get together. There's all kinds of relationships happening. But I think what we're looking at launching on the 1st is coming on the heels of the Jesus Project. So we talked about that last fall. And we actually did an episode earlier this year related to women's ministry and things they were trying to do just a touch different in light of considerations around the Jesus Project. Jesus Project was a sermon series we did in the fall related to knowing Jesus and making him known, kind of thinking about all that that relates. So when you walk into the foyer right now, you see a big banner of the Jesus Project. So we've challenged at the start of the year ministry leaders to think through implementing that into their ministries. So I think maybe that's the segue to get us going into what we're trying to do on the first. So Josh, why don't you talk about kind of the big vision there?
Yeah, well, I think the big vision and purpose is really to establish a direction and purpose to move forward with clarity, how to love Jesus, how to know Jesus and make him known to others in different areas of our life, in all of our life, for the purpose of making disciples, to be discipled and to make disciples. So how can you live out the four E's or the Jesus Project of knowing Jesus and making Jesus known? We'll be teaching on the four E's, but in your personal life and then in your family and then the community outreach and in your local body, how can you mature to a point where you're living that out on a daily basis?
Yeah, good. So when he mentions the four E's, if you didn't remember all that, we have the four E's that kind of showed up again and again in that sermon series. Were engage. So that's steps we take to just engage with unbelievers who have no connections to church life. We have the E of evangelize, which is actually proclaiming the gospel to people. We have the E of establishing people in their faith. So anything we're doing to just lay a foundation and have that in our minds. And then the equipping that we're you know, creating opportunities to give them once they're established, that they're moving forward and just growing in their faith, and they have the tools they need to do all that for themselves. So coming out of those four E's, let's talk about, like, what do you hope that men get from that? I mean, there's probably nobody that's going to come to this breakfast who's going to say, yeah, I don't really think I need to be doing this. I don't... establishing, like, what? And I need to love my family. Well, I mean, most guys know these are the right answers. So what are we really trying to get at?
I could take that. We're just kind of wanting to prompt like a reforming of their personal culture. As we've gone through the Vine Project or the Jesus Project here at the church, we've had a leadership team that has gone through the church's culture, and we've gone through some of those reforming exercises, and you know, and part of that is, you know, what we're doing with men's ministry now. So you know, what our kind of be, I don't want to say a challenge, but will kind of be our scope with the men on Saturday the first is to start to initiate that, you know, internal conversation with themselves, and you know, hope that it prompts some change and, you know, maybe some thoughtful prayer or something that will encourage them to want to, you know, evangelize and or engage and evangelize and establish and, you know, help equip other men, because there are some really great men in our body. And
it was low-hanging fruit. Okay. I had to go for it.
There are a lot of really great men in our church body here, and I think they have a lot to offer. And you know, with Josh and I, you know, teaming up together, we're, like I said, we're trying to hoping to maybe formalize some of that and, you know, take advantage of some of these the talents and gifts that God has given these men.
And Phil,
yeah, go ahead.
You know, you said a lot of these things are obviously preached and taught, and we know these things as Christians, but a lot of times it never reaches the heart, and it has little to no impact on how we live our lives and how we reach out to others. And I think that's what we're going for is the relationship aspect of living out the heartfelt truth of Jesus within ourselves and our own life and to reach the lives of others. Because so often it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've talked about that a lot. I mean, you guys know as well as any that there are a lot of demands placed on the men of our church. I mean, so when you talk about them being there's not just a few good men, there's a lot of great men, but there is a lot of, I mean, when we think about guys that have had to go through surgeries, guys that have a lot of pressure on them in the workplace, guys that we know are struggling with certain sins, there's guys that are dealing with hurts, there's, you know, trying to care for their wives, feeling the pressure of discipling another generation and bringing them up. I mean, there is a lot of heaviness that weighs on a typical guy week in and week out. And on top of that, you know, we have a great cross section of guys that are kind of retiring and stepping into a different stage of life. And we want them to be able to use their gifts well in the body to be involved in guys' lives. So, I mean, when we talk about personal reformation, we're not saying that lightly. We understand all the demands, but we also understand the need that these guys have for genuine Christian community that's going to help their lives point to something that's bigger than just, you know, fishing or hunting or sports teams they follow, but like having an eternal lasting impact in light of their faith. So,
and I think a couple words come to mind, Phil, when we are talking about this, and especially come this next Saturday. But one of the things that men struggle so much with this aspect that we're talking about of heart change and personal cultural change is being open and vulnerable with other men.
Yeah.
Whether it's praying with them or sharing their sins, even conflict within the home, we're so often too closed off. And I think the gospel allows us to be open to share those struggles and those weaknesses. So come on coming up this next Saturday is really an overview of how the gospel is going to shape that in these different areas of the four E's, from engaging, evangelizing, this being established and equipped. I think that's the overall view. And then moving forward would be really how do we instill that in the future and live it out?
Right. So it's not just, you know, it's not just what we dream men could be. It's really, we want men to be captured up in the bigger story of who God is and what he wants for their lives. They could live that out. And it's a great picture to see that. We know just the impact that a lot of these guys are having in life, and we want that to not be hidden, but just kind of more the norm when we gather together. So I do want us to get to the quick specifics related to the first. We will eat something that probably
is it breakfast food?
Yes. Breakfast food.
I am very much hash? Yes.
I don't know.
We'll just roast a pig.
Like Blackstone type.
Oh, nice.
You are correct. So, yes. Yeah.
And I know with this group, there will be good coffee to be had, so that'll be good. But like specifics, what do you envision for this particular event? Like in terms of like age group, are all guys welcome to come? Like, just talk to us about some of those logistics.
I mean, I would say for sure, you know, all guys are welcome. I mean, even I definitely think this is like an age appropriate event. You know. Our previous event we did last year was on the death of porn, and you know, maybe there could have been some, you know, wisdom there with some parents and stuff on whether they think their child should attend. But this one definitely is open for anybody and everybody. A guy, if you want to come attend this and, you know, have, you know, a deep, meaningful conversation about, you know, where we're at in our walk with God and, you know, maybe where some shortcomings are, but you know, once again, it's not to beat yourself up and make them feel bad. That's not what we want to do at this event. Like we want people to like feel encouraged, like there's something to work towards. You know, you're a part of the mission of God, which is like an amazing thing to be a part of. You know, he can do it without us completely, but you know, in his divine wisdom, he's purposed that he's not going to do it without us, you know, and he's going to include us in that. And that's how I want the men to feel after they leave this breakfast. They are included, they are loved, and they can get in on this just like the rest of us do here in this room.
Yeah.
And I think moving forward, as far as age, there is no requirement, really. I mean, maybe no, not infants or toddlers or something like that. That's going to distract us too much. But without giving it away, Justin's going to be teaching a little bit on the older teaching the younger. And I think that's a great example of what we desire for the men's ministry moving forward is to really be investing in the younger generation, building them up and helping them be firm in the faith and so that they can carry on the mission of God.
Yeah, great. And, I think, too, just hearing what Justin just said, you know, I think it is somewhat intimidating, right, to come together with guys sometimes. And We're not going to leave you all alone to do that work. You know,
yeah,
we're
for
gonna,
sure.
We're going to prompt you. There's going to be teaching. It's going to be edifying for you. If you're thinking like, I'm stuck, I don't know that I can verbalize any of that to another guy. Right. That's where most of us are. So we're going to give you the prompts. We're going to make this real easy for you. There's going to be a teaching and just a response on that and how we need to go forward. So as we move toward closing, maybe just a quick 15-second, why should a guy attend this? What would be your sales pitch? And I'll give you maybe both a stab at it, and we'll see if anybody that latches on for somebody in particular.
Go ahead, Justin.
I guess I'll go first. I think you should definitely attend this event if you're a man here at Crestview, and or even if you want to invite a friend as well, like that is just fine. Like it's open to everybody. Like I said, we get to be a part of the mission of Jesus Christ, and I don't know, to me it's a humbling experience, and I'm always wanting to learn as much as I can and experience as much as I can with Jesus, and bring as many people along as I can. As I tell my high school students, like, I'm not up here teaching you because I'm this super formal, educated teacher. I'm just a guy who loves talking about Jesus, and I'll tell anybody who will listen. So if you're a guy and you want to come, you know, hear about the Word of God and maybe have some practical conversation about, you know, how we can reform your own personal culture and, you know, be honest with some other guys and eat some good breakfast and have a coffee, like, this is the place for you to be. And, you know, we would definitely love to have you.
Yeah. And back to who this is really for, it's for everyone. It's for the hurting, for the stuck, for the Christian that thinks they're growing and walking with God perfectly in their faith, which that is no one. But if you think you're mature enough in the faith, great. Whatever is on your heart and your mind, as far as your relationship with Christ, we want you to bring that to this meeting, to help one another, and so we can support you as well. But we want you to feel loved, but we want you to experience and understand how the gospel is really going to impact your life, in more than just sharing Jesus with your friend or neighbor, but how does it impact you personally? And that's on so many different levels that happens, and we want you to experience that and be a part of this moving forward.
That's really good. We do need, we not only need God, I think we all admit that, but we need one another too. Like, we need a band of brothers to walk with us in this. And this is our opportunity to move forward into that direction. So we'd love for you to participate in this. So I look forward to you being here.
Yeah.
What do we have happening else otherwise in the men's world? I was trying to think of a different note to end on, or do we need to end there?
Well, I might just mention that I find in the youth that I meet with and just in my own life, there's such a lack of genuine friendship amongst men. Like, someone may ask me, who are your friends? And I don't know who to say, you know? And the hope is, obviously, we're not going to be best friends at this breakfast, one breakfast and we're best friends. That's not going to happen. But the hope is through this slow, methodical working together through issues, that we become friends. And I think it's something I need. And my pitch, I guess, would be, come ready to make some friends, even though it's hard.
I love that.
And to Andrew's point too, like, we will be doing this more and more throughout the year. You know,
yeah, this isn't the one and done.
Yeah, we've planned additional events throughout the year, and we've got some other guys on board for a book study, and we plan on, you know, branching that out here at the beginning of the third quarter, and we've roped some really good guys in that have got some really great energy and seem to want to pour into other people, and we're going to see where this takes us here in the second quarter. So.
Very good. Well, if you are lonely or just want to eat some good food, you are welcome to join the men's breakfast. I forget the date. Remind
April
me.
April 1st.
April 1st.
I think it's 8 a.m.
It's really happening.
I'm sure there will be 8 a.m. is our tentative start time.
Start time. You can, doors open 7:30.
Yeah, doors open at 7:30 for coffee, and we're going to get eaten pretty quick so we can get into it. So
yeah, that's great.
Just, yeah, plan to be there at Adam Swisher's house in the back. Right.
And if you don't know where that is, look in the directory.
Bring a chair. Please bring a chair. Yeah, so you have a place to sit.
All the practicalities are emerging now.
Bring a chair. Bring a chair, please.
Bring
a chair.
Bring a ladle for biscuits and gravy. Bring an extra coffee cup. Bring,
you may need napkins. I don't know.
I assume this will be announced from at the end of
service. There's a lot of pressure I'm feeling this coming Sunday to announce this.
Yeah, right.
And this episode might not even be out before the weekend. So
that's right.
Lots of pressure, yeah.
Well, hopefully this is beneficial and gives you just a taste and a inclination to join the men's breakfast if you're a man. And that's a challenge. If you're a man, you'll be at the men's breakfast. But we enjoy that you would join us for the conversation on the flip side, and we'll catch you on the next time.